This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba urges to make the election a grand success. Election silence period to start from midnight today. And Ukrainian President Zelensky said Ukraine not to blame for Poland missile. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba has said that it was all the responsibility to make the historic elections of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly scheduled for November 20 a success. Issuing a video message today, the Prime Minister has said that periodic elections are the soul of democracy in a democratic regime, adding that the country is heading to the final stage of the elections. The silence period of the election to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly commences from midnight today. The election is taking place throughout the country in a single phase on November 20. According to Election Code of Conduct 2022, the silence period comes into effect from 48 hours before the voting day until the polls are closed. The Code of Conduct stipulates the conduct that the political party, office bearers, candidates, the sister organizations of the parties or related individuals have to abide by during the silence period. Election campaigning as well as any type of discussion, interaction, assemblies, workshop, seminar and gatherings are not allowed during this period. Likewise, the Code of Conduct states that the election publicity materials of the political parties or candidates kept 300 meters around the polling station should be removed 48 hours before the voting day. Similarly, campaigning by any method, process or means and posting or sharing any message, information or publicity material in support or against any political party or candidate on social sites, online, print or any medium is prohibited during the silence period. Public vehicles will not operate in Kathmandu Valley on November 20, the day of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly elections. The operation of vehicles has been banned in Kathmandu, Lalitpur and Bhaktapur in order to help maintain peace and security during the elections. Chief District Officer of Kathmandu, Ghanasyam Upadhyay, said that a joint meeting of the Chief District Officers of three districts decided to prohibit the operation of vehicles as per the standards of the Election Commission on the polling day. He mentioned that no other public vehicles will operate except for the vehicles approved by the Election Commission. It has been decided to stop vehicular traffic in the valley from 4 a.m. to 7 p.m. on the polling day. The meeting had decided to manage vehicles while also banning the transportation, sale and consumption of alcohol. Vehicles for essential services like water supply, electricity, ambulance and fire engines will operate. The Jayanagar-Kurtha railway service is to be closed for 4 days beginning from today in view of the voting for the election to the member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly taking place on November 20. According to Nepal Railway Company, the service will be regular from Monday, November 21. The Nepal-India border in the district will be seized 72 hours before the voting date. That's why the trans-border railway service has been decided to be halted. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Republicans have secured the 218 seats needed for a majority in the lower chamber of Congress a week after the midterm elections. While the party's margin in the House of Representatives is a razor thin, it is enough to stall President Joe Biden's agenda for the next 2 years. But Democrats will keep control of the Senate when the new Congress convenes in January. A handful of seats remains to be called. The Republicans, who had hoped to win back control of both chambers, underperformed expectations in last week's midterms. According to CBS, the Republican Party is now projected to win between 218 to 223 seats in the 435-seat House. But with votes in several cliffhanger races still being tallied, their majority may not be clear for days or even weeks. Elon Musk has told Twitter staff that they must commit to working long hours at high intensity or else leave the company, according to reports. The Washington Post reported in an email to staff, the social media firm's new owner said workers would agree to the place if they wanted to stay. Musk said those who do not sign up by Thursday will be given 3 months' severance pay. The world's richest man has already announced half of Twitter's staff are being let go after he bought the company for $44 billion. Musk said he had no choice over the cuts as the company was losing millions of dollars a day. He has blamed activist groups pressuring advertisers for a massive drop in revenue. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has said he had no doubts that Ukraine was not to blame for the missile strike that killed 2 people in Poland on Tuesday. Zelensky said he had received assurances from his top commanders that it wasn't our missile. He also called for Ukrainian officials to be allowed to access the blast site and to be part of the investigation. His comments came as NATO Chief Jens Stoltenberg said Kiev's air defense missiles were most likely to blame. U.S. President Joe Biden also cast doubt on Zelensky's statement that the missile was not of Ukrainian origin, telling reporters that not the evidence. Ukrainian air defense systems were activated on Tuesday when Russia launched what is believed to be its biggest wave of missile strikes since its February invasion. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in hilly regions of Province 1 and Gondaki Province. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions of the country. Similarly, the division stated partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. Chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the eastern and central high mountainous regions of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deuba urges to make the election a grand success. Election silence period to start from midnight today and Ukrainian President Zelensky says Ukraine not to blame for Poland missile. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.